CliffCentral.com. I feel like I'm using the term legend very loosely, but I'm in an environment where I'm surrounded by legends. And amongst other things, you know, I'm sitting across Ubab Dumandlov. He can be called a creator. He can be called a producer, a director, a lover of the arts. But can I call you something which I feel very strongly about?
You can call me Baba.
May I call you Doctor? Oh. Because I think...
Oh, God, I didn't see that coming.
That is a very huge break. So you received an honorary doctorate from the University of Venda.
Yeah, 2011,
of
yes.
All things English.
In English, yes.
And I think I cannot even be able to begin to describe the process in your great career. But funnily enough, you actually started off as a journalist.
Yes.
How did we go from journalism to legend in the South African film and TV industry?
Journalism to the arts. I don't think there's a massive contradiction. I think it's the same. It's a development. It's a journey. I started off writing for a newspaper, writing in sports, and then I graduated and wrote news.
Yeah.
And then showbiz and then news, you know. So I think I've always been a creative person. My father used to be a musician. Used to play Maskanda music. So his brother, so it is in the family. I've always had the arts in me.
Yeah.
I started writing when I was 12.
Wow.
If not before.
Do you still remember some of your writings from that age?
Well, you know, one of the things I would love to find some of the writings, because I remember some of the stories that I wrote. I remember some of the poems. One poem I can actually remember and recreate. But it's just those childhood dreams of things that happened when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying the synthesis was there even when I was in higher primary. When I was in high school, I started writing more seriously. And then, of course, I left high school and I became a journalist. So I've always been a creative. I've always been an artist, regardless what it is that I did.
And what I also see that's absolutely amazing about your career is the emphasis on a true story of a person. You're able to take just any situation that a person goes through and you make it relatable, and you make anyone who isn't even in that situation be able to have compassion and sympathy. How do you be?
But life is based on story. Now, life is based on story. I mean, I've always believed that life is based, number one, on story, number two, on a simple story. It is how complex and how complicated that story becomes that attracts us to that person. But in the middle of all of that, there's this simple human being, you know. And I always start with my mother, who was a domestic worker, left somewhere and came to Johannesburg to be a domestic worker. For me, she was the most amazing person that I'd ever met. So everybody has a simple story. And I think it is my attention to that kind of detail of not ignoring the small person, the man in the street, that has endeared me to that story that you talk about.
So would you have to say that's been the secret to capturing South Africans' hearts? Because
why
that's really
that
what you've
be
been
a
able
secret?
To do.
Because everybody should know that. It should be common knowledge. It should be common sense. Maybe it is my allegiance to the simple man's story that makes people relate to it. Because I do remember that when I came back in the 90s from exile, I thought that South Africans were trying, from an artistic point of view, particularly on television, they were trying to emulate Americans.
Yes.
They were trying to be something that they are
with
not.
With a twang and a perm.
I had lived in America for 15 years, and I didn't find all of that attractive. I lived in America for 15 years, and I was homesick, and I wanted to come back home. I was longing for that voice. So it was easy for me to find and identify with that voice when I came.
No, Baba, you've done great things in your career thus far. But I will have to say, you know, as a thoroughbred Zulu man, I'm able to now go, because of you. I don't even know. I know is Bafui as well. You see, I'm becoming multilingual because of you.
Through
Mubang as well, and the great success that the series has achieved, were you not afraid to start something new with Uzalo?
No, I've always wanted to. The Zulu in me, the little man in me that said that my roots are in Bergville, Pansko, Intabazo, Katlamba. The little voice that said, Umfulengu Puza, Umpuzu Tugela. I've always yearned to write isiZulu. I've always yearned to write something isiZulu. So I was just dying, you know. So when we got an opportunity to develop Uzalo, it was like, wow, finally.
Yes.
You know. But for me, it was also very dangerous, because if I had failed, Ngalendwe Sizulu was shooting a fake, you know. So as we watch Uzalo do the amazing things that it is doing, for me, I'm happy and I'm humbled by the affirmation that at least we can do something that abantu bayithanda.
And just running it off, have you been able to check everything off your...
No.
What would you still definitely like to do?
I still want to develop young people. I want to be young all over again. I want to sit down with young people and just give them the passion that we had when we grew up. What I think you guys lack right now is the Konalende City inqalabutho.
Yo.
Bellwethers.
There we go. You guys, thanks for the translation.
You guys don't have the feeling of wanting to be the first or the only ones.
Mm.
You want things to be done for you.
We have a same, yeah.
And I'm generalizing, but it's a true generalization. We haven't had young playwrights that are coming in, taking over. Mm-hmm. We haven't had young filmmakers that are showing us, kicking our butts. I was saying on the panel right now, Guti, why are you inviting these 60-year-old men to come and talk to you about, where are the young creatives who don't give a hoot about what we think, who are just doing things and who are living life on their own terms? And I want to share that with the young people. And once I'm part of a culture that produces those people, I think umsebenzi wami ngobe ngiwenzile.
No, but
sengahamba ngiyeke ubaba mkhulu.
Oh, wow, baba kodwa usekhona and you still have a lot to do and we still have a lot to learn from
and
you.
And we thank God for that.
But I will have to say, on behalf of young people in South Africa and in the arts, I thank you for all that you've done, and I hope we absolutely can make you proud in the future. Thank you so much for making time for Cliff Central. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. CliffCentral.com.